Dick Cheney doesn't deny that the Bush administration used torture while interrogating prisoners.
Enhanced interrogation was okay. We had specific techniques that were approved by the Justice Department.
Enhanced interrogation, not a problem for special military tribunals, but in civilian courts, it's another story altogether.
What we have here is a key witness who has now been blocked from testifying because of the enhanced interrogation techniques used to learn about that witness.
That's from Fox News, reopening the debate over torture that President Obama thought he settled, sending a chill down the spines of federal prosecutors. Tortured evidence, not allowed.
On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, October 7th, and welcome back, John.
Thank you very much. Out for a couple of days, but glad to be back for the rest of the week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. NATO says a senior Taliban leader has been killed along with seven insurgents after an airstrike and raid in northwest Pakistan. The leader, Malawi Jabadullah, was linked to the recent death of 10 Afghan national police officers. And more news out of Afghanistan. The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan is apologizing for another American airstrike that killed at least two Pakistani soldiers earlier this week.
Pakistan retaliated after that strike by closing a major border crossing that's used by NATO to supply troops in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials have not yet decided whether to reopen that route. NATO spokesman James Apatharai tells our partner the BBC that everyone benefits from an open supply route.
But we feel it's in Pakistan's interest as much as in our interest to address this. First, because we want to stop militants from crossing the border. Second, because these backed-up convoys are becoming a security problem for Pakistan.
The news comes as Taliban leaders in Afghanistan are reportedly beginning secret talks with the Afghan government to negotiate peace for the region.
As we mentioned at the top of the hour, the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee has been delayed until Tuesday. A judge has barred a key witness from testifying because investigators learned of his existence through coercive questioning. Government prosecutors are deciding whether to appeal the judge's ruling. The Justice Department is looking into allegations that mortgage lenders in the foreclosure crisis evicted homeowners using flawed court papers. Attorney General Eric Holder says the government is aware of the accusations. Investigators are in the process of examining thousands of foreclosure documents.
Nearly 100 Puerto Rican police officers are on the other side of the law this morning. The FBI arrested dozens of law enforcement officers in a major drug trafficking raid involving more than 700 FBI agents. Attorney General Eric Holder says anyone abusing the public trust will be caught, stopped, and punished.
This, I think, was law enforcement at its best. You had an investigation that lasted over 2 years. You moved 750 FBI agents from various parts of this country, and there was not one leak during the course of that investigation.
Holder says this investigation is the largest police corruption case in the history of the FBI. And the International Monetary Fund convenes its fall meeting in Washington this morning. The IMF is expected to debate changes in how it's governed to give greater influence to developing nations in Asia. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says the steps should be tied to countries like China, allowing their currency to more closely adhere to free market levels. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed, but futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 10,967, the S&P at 1,159, the NASDAQ opens at 2380. Later on the hour, we're going to take a look at a book list, a reading list that follows the literary canon, the philosophies of the Tea Party, and we want to hear from you. What books inform your political thinking?
Speaking of books, no more calls. We have a winner. The Nobel Prize Committee has announced that Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa has won the 2010 Nobel Prize in Literature, a very famous and well-known name, unlike the last couple
of
years.
And a reminder that the Nobel Prize is not for any particular book. It's for a career of writing.
That's right.
Coming up, we're going to hear about some of the challenges the government faces as it tries to successfully prosecute Gitmo detainees in the civilian courts.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.